This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Lately, there's been a great deal of talk about intermittent fasting, otherwise known as time-restricted eating, and how this technique helps to lose weight. But does it really work? The weight loss idea is quite appealing. Limit your eating to a period of 6 to 8 hours each day, during which you can have basically whatever you want. Studies in mice seem to support so-called time-restricted eating, a form of the popular intermittent fasting diet. Small studies of people with obesity suggested it might help shed pounds. But now, a rigorous one-year study in which people followed a low-calorie diet between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. or consumed the same number of calories any time during the day has failed to find an effect. The bottom line, said Dr. Ethan Weiss, a diet researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, is there is no benefit to eating in a narrow time window. The study published on Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine was led by researchers at Southern Medical University in Guangzhou, China, and included 139 people with obesity. Women ate 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day, and men consumed 1,500 to 1,800 calories daily. To ensure compliance, participants were required to photograph every bit of food they ate and to keep food diaries. Both groups lost weight, an average of about 14 to 18 pounds. But there was no significant difference in the amounts of weight lost with either diet strategy. There also was no significant differences in the groups in measures of waist circumference, body fat, and lean body mass. The new study is not the first to test time-restricted eating, but previous studies often were smaller, of shorter duration, and without control groups. That research tended to conclude that people lost weight by eating only during the limited period of time during the day. Dr. Weiss himself used to be a true believer in time-restricted eating and said that for 7 years he had eaten only between noon and 8 p.m. In previous research, he and his colleagues asked some of the 116 adult participants to eat 3 meals a day with snacks if they got hungry, and others were instructed to eat whatever they wanted between noon and 8 p.m. Participants lost small amounts of weight, an average of 2 pounds in the time-restricted eating group and 1.5 pounds in the control group, a difference which was not statistically significant. In an interview, Dr. Weiss recalled he could hardly believe the results. He asked the statisticians to analyze the data 4 times until they told him further work wouldn't change the result. I was a devotee, he said. This is hard for me to accept. More on this after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Barry Canty, and today we're talking about intermittent fasting, also known as time-restricted eating. Dr. Christopher Gardner, Director of Nutrition Studies at the Stanford Prevention Research Center, said he wouldn't be surprised if time-restricted eating nonetheless still worked on occasion. Almost every type of diet out there works for some people, he said. But the take-home supported by this new research is that when subjected to a properly designed and conducted study, scientific investigation, it is not any more helpful than simply reducing daily calorie intake for weight loss and other health factors. Dr. Louis Arnone, director of the Comprehensive Weight Control Center at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York, said that in his experience, some people who have trouble with calorie counting diets do better if they are told simply to eat only during limited periods of time during the day. The hypothesis behind time-restricted eating is that circadian genes that are thought to increase metabolism are turned on during daylight hours, said Dr. Caroline Appavine, co-director of the Center for Weight Management and Wellness at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. The question for researchers, she added, if you overeat a bit during daylight hours, are you more able to burn those calories rather than store them? Dr. Apavine said she would like to see a study that compared a group of subjects who overate all day to a time-restricted eating group of subjects who also overate. She said she would still recommend time-restricted eating to patients, even though we don't have proof. For Dr. Weiss, he said he is persuaded by his own study and said the new data reinforces conviction that time-restricted eating offers no benefit. Until next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.